You should have jumped in front of him and put your ring hand out and be like, wah, 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 wah.
But they...
I've got you trapped in a green cage. Shut up.
Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most flammable podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
Fact of the day, if you drink enough Mountain Dew, you're not flammable, because it's got flame retardant in it.
What? You can't use that word anymore. That flame mentally challenged.
That's the PC version.
Yeah, don't say flame retardant.
I saw it on CNN. Flame retardant.
CNN or the fake CNN Twitter. It even says the fake CNN.
Really?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, it's a funny Twitter.
I like the Batman. That's a good one.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. Or goddamn one. Batman. That's a good one.
Ash Ketchum is pretty good, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the one, the Iron Sheik or whatever?
Former professional wrestler Iron Sheik. He either really loves people or he hates people. It's so funny because he'll be like...
He is the intelligent Jew.
Yeah. If he likes someone, he'd be like, yeah, this person is intelligent Jew. And... If he hates someone, like Hulk Hogan, he lost to Hulk Hogan in a world championship match in like 1984 or 5, I don't know. But that launched Hulk Hogan's career, and apparently Hulk Hogan never thanked him for it. And to this day, like every day, he talks about how much he hates Hulk Hogan. He's like, Sheik is the real Hulkamania, not that Raisin Balls Hulk Hogan.
I'm just like, oh my God. Like there was a spam of his tweets on Super Bowl Sunday, and he was just like, he would talk about stuff, and then he'd like bash Hulk Hogan like halfway through the post. He's like, I wish Hulk Hogan were here so he could drink beer with me and I could piss in his beer and laugh.
Yeah. You're like, I break his back, I fuck his ass and make him humble. And he'll just randomly say like, a person's name, he'll be like, he'll say, fuck the Lady Gaga. And that'll be all he puts. Or, you know, just anyone, he'll put the in front of it.
Really?
So, like, if he were mad
the
at
Matt
Andy,
Runge yeah, is the intelligent Jew.
Yeah, he'd be like, fuck the Andy Myers.
Now people apparently know my full everyone, name. Everyone's name is just a title.
The.
I think it makes him feel more like a wrestler.
Yeah.
I am the Iron Sheik. Everyone else... My name is Iron Sheik, but I'm the Iron Sheik.
So, Skylar, how's your week?
Oh, it was great. I went to the Lincoln's Children's Museum and dressed up in a costume.
How'd you get that gig?
Huh? And I stole a bunch of kids.
How'd you get that gig or find that gig?
One of my friends is a professional costume maker. Or I shouldn't say professional. He had a costume making business, but...
The costume economy collapsed?
Kind of. They got a cease and desist letter from Marvel. And it was stupid because they described them as inferior. Like, not only did they say, stop making costumes, they're like, yeah, this is a cute little operation you got going on here. Why don't you go take your toys and go home? But, like, if you look at, like, the quote-unquote official Marvel costumes, they're just, like, friggin' Halloween costumes you could buy for $20, like, the really fake, abnormally...
Yeah, and they look poopy. Yeah,
they're, like, the stupid foam muscle suit. Like, it's really, really bad. And if you look at some of the costumes he's made, they're a lot better.
So he got the cease and desist, but made you a Green Lantern costume?
He's not making them for a company. He's
Just freelancing himself?
Yeah,
kind of. Not even freelance, because you would still be able to work for people, right?
Yeah.
He's just kind of doing them for a hobby? Or
yeah,
fun.
Sometimes people pay him. Usually, like, he'll just give them an estimate on, like, parts and, like, what it'll cost to make it. And then they'll, like, chip in some extra.
Yeah,
no.
Talk to him. Well... If you went to a reputable costume maker, may or may not be myself, here's what it may or may not cost.
I don't know.
And I may or may not take Discover, Visa, and MasterCard.
But
no checks, please.
He made me a Green Lantern, so I was kind of invited with his group of people who he made costumes for, all down to Lincoln. And it was me and like two other people.
Was there an Iron Man?
There was not an Iron Man. He did do a bitchin' War Machine, though.
Did
He made himself a war machine.
That's cool.
It's like a spinning Gatling gun on it, and he has a really loud clacker attached to it, so it was like, ga 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 ga, and it was like, he was a show stealer. People would like run past me, and like they'd be like, oh man, look, it's Iron Man. They'd say Iron Man, but it was really War Machine, and they'd be like, yeah, it's so awesome. And then on the other side of me was Batman, so kids would run by me and be like, look, it's Batman. And it was like a really shitty Batman costume, but it was Batman.
You should have jumped in front of them and put your ring hand out and be like, wah, 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 wah.
But they,
I've got you trapped in a green cage.
You're coming to my greenhouse with me.
But that wasn't even like the most annoying part, because like I could understand, you know, they have really reputable movies out and stuff and a pretty big fan base for kids. But also, I'm not sure if you guys have been to the Lincoln Children's Museum. There's a giant chair there, and I was standing right next to the giant chair, and kids would run past me to go sit in the giant chair. And I'm like, really? The Green Lantern is not cooler than, oh man, abnormally large seating arrangements. Let's rock and roll, guys. Like, little kids would just be like, I want to go sit in the chair, take a picture of me in the chair. And I'm like, I'm right here.
Kids nowadays, dude, have an attention span of like 3 seconds.
You should
have
sat in the chair, so when kids come to see the chair, you'd be like, here to see the Green Lantern, huh?
Welcome. You just pet, you're like, welcome to my chair.
Should have called it your Green Lantern throne or something.
But yeah.
You may ask the Green Lantern any question. Just one.
It was annoying.
You get that smart aleck kid that's like, why are you ugly? Why are you a fag?
It was kind of funny because there was actually two people dressed up as Green Lantern. One of them was one of the shitty costumes that you would like buy from Walmart. And that one was one that the Children's Museum had purchased, and it was just kind of like in storage.
You should have walked up to the one with the shitty costume and be like, hey, who are you trying to be today? I'm the Green Lantern. I don't know what you are.
Well, the funny part is there was a kid who walked up to me, and he's like, you... Wait, so you're the Green Lantern too? And I'm like, yeah, there's two Green Lanterns. We're like part of a team. There's a whole team of Green Lanterns. And I guess that kid later went up to the other Green Lantern and shouted, you're not the real Green Lantern. I met the real Green Lantern, and you're not him. And I'm like, oh, damn. I'm so sorry, dude.
Shit just got real.
Because it was like, it was the Ryan Reynolds like weird veiny looking suit. Yeah, it was like a giant one piece with really fake. I don't understand this with the fake costume, like the fake muscle costumes, but there's like four pectorals. I don't know what that is. Like, I don't see muscles right below my nipples. I don't.
Dude, they're superheroes. They got nipple muscles.
They got muscles for days. Pecs aplenty.
That in itself could be a superhero. Pecs aplenty here.
There was another Spider-Man person. Like, there was holes in his costume, and it was just really shitty. And I'm like,
what? I'm Peter Parker's first costume, the one he made to
fight the Iron Sheik.
Macho Man Randy Savage was.
Yeah.
Was he Bonesaw or something like that?
Bonesaw.
Yeah.
Good times. All right, let's get this started.
All right. You know, the past couple of weeks where we've had like a lot of news, like just every segment we've had a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That apparently has caused a drought for this week, because we don't got a lot of stuff, man.
All right.
Did you get the two stories I posted up today?
I got one. The one you posted about the crack was like 4 months old.
Was it?
Yeah, it was December of last year.
Damn. Do you guys ever fear that your like genuses like make people think you actually have an actual boner? Like when you're in public?
Genes?
No, like, you know how, like, genuses, like, when you sit down, they kind of, like, clump up.
Oh, you're actually calling it, like, calling it a genus. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I thought you were trying to look for the plural for genes or something.
No, like,
have you guys ever had problems with your genie?
Like, I'll be sitting in class sometimes, and, like, I'll look down, I'm like, oh, man, I hope no one thinks I have a boner.
I actually don't really own a pair of jeans that fit properly. I wear these gray pants or khakis or shorts, so.
You wear khakis? Or no, never mind. I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of capris there for a second.
No, well, I mean, one of my pairs of jeans could be generalized as capris because I have really long legs. So I don't know.
Let's bring capris back to Guy.
But yeah, no,
we should wear capris next week.
In summer, we're just trying to bring them back. Just three of us. Like, bring them back.
Flared capris. No, we should bring back elephant ear pants. those pants that, you know, kids would wear in like fourth or fifth grade that had like huge, obnoxiously wide.
What about fanny packs?
What about fanny
packs? We tried that with the Mouch.
Oh, yeah.
It never got off the ground.
The Mouch.
Should bring back platform shoes, the big ones with like the fish inside.
Then we could all look like strippers.
Okay, so what is the Mouch?
It's a man pouch.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was like Andy and Steven, and I was kind of there for some of the stuff. But we were trying to make fanny packs cool, so it had to be classified as a man pouch and not a fanny pack, and it was shortened to the Mouch.
The Mouch.
We were going to have modular design so you could zip on extra, like, expansions to it.
Okay, because what that made me think of is, like, a kangaroo pouch where it's essentially just a giant pocket on the front side of your shirt. Like how you would have with overalls, just on a shirt, though. And, like, maybe with, like, an elastic band. And inside that would be different pockets that you could, you know, pull stuff out of. I don't know.
It's like a wearable trapper keeper.
Yeah, kind of. So, I mean, maybe that would
work. We have to shorten that, though. Wearable trapper keeper. The whapper keeper.
This is the whapper.
Okay, we're like 3 seconds in and we've already
whap
derailed.
On, whap off, the whapper.
That's a dollar.
Damn it. As I was saying, I'm like, that might be a dollar, but I had to keep going. All right, how about we go into gaming news?
All right.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
All right. Exposure to video game labeling laws may be hazardous to freedom of speech? Question mark. Reps Joe Baca and Frank Wolf. That's a porn star name right there.
Frank.
Hello, I'm here with your pizza. I am Wolf, Frank. They introduced a bill that would require...
Rodney Longhard.
What?
My friends
what
call
was
me
the
Rod.
Name I... Oh.
Sexton Hardcastle.
Sexton Hardcastle for that story.
Dick Gazinia.
Dick Gazinia. They introduced a bill this week that would require game publishers to add clear and conspicuous warning labels to most new video games. It would talk about the hazards of video... It would say something like, warning, video games have been linked to aggressive behavior.
Really?
Well, first of all, the games that this could be on are anything from E to M.
Because you so have, like, Comic Mischief.
So Tiger Woods, like they mentioned Tiger Woods PGA Tour 13
that
would
could,
have this warning.
Yeah, that could influence you to cheat on your wife.
Dude, he won his first PGA Tour event in 30 months today. So
nice.
He's tigering up. Carmen Sandiego's Adventures in Math would also require the warning.
What
might make you think
because
hard.
it's labeled E, you know, and E is one of them. But Dora Ballet Adventure, which is early childhood, would be exempt from something like this.
And adult-only games, yeah.
NC-17. I don't actually think that's a title.
This article,
those are movies.
Yeah.
This article from Electronic Frontier Foundation mentions how there's a wealth of proof that like something like cigarettes are dangerous, which is why they have that on there. But studies simply haven't conclusively demonstrated a causal link between video games and aggressive behavior. One recent study, for example, indicated that exposure to video game violence was not related to any negative outcomes. Now, what they have done, the representatives have ignored that and appointed their own team to pretty much make claims that video games cause direct violence, and pretty much every state Supreme Court has ignored that and said that it's not a...
Good.
They're not founded on anything.
Good.
Awesome.
So...
That just seems like a heavy dump. That'd be...
Good.
That'd be good, huh? Is that what you said?
I was going to say, it would just be...
Good.
Too much reading. Just...
To put
like,
a warning label
yeah,
on
all that like, your box would be like... Like, for mature games, your box would be... Half of it would be warning labels.
Yeah, well, basically, it's just... That's the only one they really want on there right now is just
aggressive
warning
behavior.
Video games have been linked to aggressive behavior, which right now they're trying to get it passed, but there's no Supreme Courts keep knocking it down because there's no proof. There's no evidence.
Yeah. Maybe they could like replace it to where it's like an intro thing where they have all the sponsors. You just press start to zoom past it.
Yeah.
But, warning, Call of Duty may turn your 14-year-old child into a little bitch.
like sort of how they have the FBI warning at the beginning of old VHS tapes.
Yeah. Well, like movies, you know, movies and video games do the exact same thing. They give them a rating and say why they got the rating. Is that not sufficient?
Yes, not.
Like, you know, warning, you're going to be exposed and potentially desensitized to comic mischief, sexual... what is it? Sexual themes. Encounters, something. Yeah, yeah, sexual themes.
Yeah.
Inappropriate humor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fart jokes.
Yeah. Well,
Leisure Suit Larry,
after I played Sneak King, I really had an urge to sneak up behind people with hamburgers. I'd just show up, hey! They'd startle and be like, here, have a hamburger.
Oh, it's okay.
Or if it was breakfast, here, have some hash browns.
We spent $12 developing this game. Have fun.
That game is fun.
I stole a copy from Goodwill. I'm not going to lie.
Really? I bought
How
it
much
from,
was it?
Huh?
How much was it?
I think it was like 50 cents.
I was going to say, I bought it from gamers for like 65 cents.
mine wasn't sneaking. It was the
go-kart one. Yeah.
How many achievements were there for it?
Like 10 or something.
Oh. It had like 6,000 gamer points for achievements. Wow, you really played this. Cool. Awesome. Way to go. You're the champ.
Onward.
All right, this is kind of a special case right here. I know a lot of people make comparisons to another case, but we'll get into that here. Just 2 weeks after Mass Effect 3's release, BioWare promises new content to players that are unhappy with the game's ending.
I've heard a lot about this. Like, yeah. Essentially, there was a lot of different choices you could make from Mass Effect 1 all the way up to Mass Effect 3, and none of that mattered.
Yeah, apparently the ending was pretty much one straight line. Like, it wasn't what Mass Effect usually was or something.
Yeah, it went against the theme from what it sounded like.
But BioWare and Electronic Arts have said that our first instinct is to defend our work and point to the high ratings offered by critics. But out of respect to our fans, we need to accept the criticism and feedback with humility. So they're willing to release a DLC, which you'll probably have to pay for, for a new ending.
This is probably the plan all along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people make comparisons to Fallout 3, how at the end you died, and then after that they had that DLC where you kind of woke up afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't that the ending was bad per se, but they were trying to get more life out of their game.
Yeah.
Because that came kind of a ways down the line.
It was. It was like maybe 6 months.
And it did kind of suck that, like, if you actually finished the game, you couldn't do any more side quests. Yeah. So you had to do all the side quests before you finished the game. But who does all the side quests in an open world game like that?
Yeah.
But the ending was really good. Except for the fact that why the hell didn't they have. If you have Fox with you, that's already a super mutant. Yeah. What is one of those?
Super music.
So if they're like immune to radiation, why didn't Fox just go fucking do it?
Do what?
Shut up. That'll be Bethesda. Shut up.
Because at the end, you have to. Oh God, it's been so.
It's a water purifier, and there's like crap load of radiation.
Yeah, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
And so that's what I was thinking. Why doesn't Fox just go do it? But Fox do it, or get that guy that used to bully you. You can get him on your team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was a Butch or something.
Oh, yeah,
weapon was like a switch. Yeah, why don't you just play the bad guy? Put a gun to his head and say, "Go fucking do this. Get in there. You're gonna die one way or the other. Go save humanity,
bitch.
Die a hero or die a punk, bitch. I'm gonna start shooting into your kneecaps, and you only have two chances."
Man, I was so sad when my dog died in that game.
Dog meat?
Dog meat. Oh, so sad.
I wasn't, because my dog was stupid.
Dude, my dog was awesome. You could tell it to go like find ammo and shit for you.
Or a gun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Or a gun, yeah. And so like I would bring it with me if I was just like kind of going out and scavenging or just exploring. But I took it with me on a mission. That was a mistake. Because it was jump and bite the throats of enemies and stuff. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then it jumped at one guy and he just goes and shoots it. I'm like, no.
So, okay.
Dog meat!
I'm kind of nerdy, so when I was like playing Skyrim, I read a lot of the books and stuff in there. And when I was in Fallout, I read a lot of the stuff that was in the computers. Mm-hmm. And I figured out that Fox, named after Guy Fawkes, is a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I did know that as well.
It's a female, but you kind of can't tell with super mutants.
But Fox's Gatling gun is sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
oh
the fact
God,
that they
a
have
a laser Gatling gun.
And has unlimited ammo and, you know, infinite carry space for him. You're just like, yeah, I'm just going to dump all of my shit on you. I hope you don't mind. Oh, man, he's dead. I'll drag him back to Megaton. And then you have to, you know, and if that doesn't work, you have to, like, shoot rockets at him to, like, jettison his body. I did not care about my comrades dying. When my dog died, I was like, good, you're stupid. You don't jump at someone. Oh, look, enemies that you're trying to run past. Let's go fight the Enclave.
So basically it went down like this. You're going to fight, and... You know, damn it. There it is.
Good.
Let's track my body fall. Let's do that again. We'll fix it in post.
Good. Yeah. That's how it went when Dogmeat died. I was just... Whatever. And there was,
would you like to try anal?
God, who was that
poor
one
dog
that
meat.
That chick I always tried? I always killed. I killed her bodyguard, and then I killed her. Moira Brown.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
she
don't
had,
you know?
He's like, oh, you should go fight a bunch of Meyer Lurks. Yeah, no, this is ending. You're going to give me the rocket launcher? Yeah, cool. I'll just steal it from your body.
I loved in that game sneaking up behind people and you could pickpocket them and put a grenade in their pocket. You got an achievement for that.
Or a landmine, yeah.
But usually, like, when you click out, they're like, oh, shit!
My, yeah, the rocket launcher was probably my favorite weapon.
Was it the one where you could just put anything in it?
Yeah, you shot everything that wasn't things.
So if you like picked up an ashtray or something, there's no reason to use it.
Yeah.
Except you could fire it with the rocket launcher.
Yeah, you could shoot. The bad thing was, is if you didn't keep track of what you were shooting, you would shoot pre-war books and pre-war money that you
ooh.
Could sell to
yeah.
other people for a lot of money.
Yeah, don't want to do that. All right, from ScrewAttack.com, we have a rumor, and they even mention the Wii U launch list is so crazy it has to be fake.
Oh, really? I saw that. I didn't read it, though.
Yeah, but right now, they've got kind of a list. It is kind of a rumor at this point.
Well.
But here's the list we got, all right? Let's see. Where can I start? See, the big one's like at the top of the list. We're going to start from the bottom of the list.
Okay.
Counter-Strike Global Offense from Valve and Dota 2.
No.
You don't
no,
think so?
I don't know.
Because Counter-Strike Global Offense is coming out, right?
It is, but...
You don't think it's going to come out for the Wii U?
No.
Maybe Valve is going to release Dota 2 and then exit out and put a 3.
Because
like, that would be their 3 game.
Because the Wii U's... The goal of the Wii U, apparently, is to try and get games like that.
Yeah, but... No.
You don't think so?
Global Offense... Does the Wii U... Did they even mention it's got any hard drive?
I don't know what they've
because Global
yet.
Offensive on the Xbox and PS3 is a download.
Download? Well, that could be the case for the Wii U.
But
anyway. From Ubisoft, we have Ubi Art Presents Sketch Arium, Red Steel 2, and I Am Alive. From Telltale Games, The Walking Dead game.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah.
That they were making that.
Square Enix, Demon's Score, and Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, Wii U.
Yeah.
Big Head Bash from Spicy Horse.
I don't know what the hell that is.
No. Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2 from Sega. Phantasy Star Online 2. Renegade Ops 2. Rodea the Sky Soldier. All from Sega there. Protocol. Big Brain University. Super Mario Strikers Unlimited and Fluidity Toxic from Nintendo. Dragon's Nest. Tank. Meteos. Pac-Man Battle Royal. Bit Trip Runner 2. Boom Blocks Wii, NFL Blitz Touchdown, Burnout Rush Hour, Shank 2, Crisis, Resident Evil, The Mercenary Bio Ops, Okamedon HD, Professor Layton Chronicles, Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD Complete.
Oh, fuck that, no.
GoldenEye 007 Reloaded, and the final one, World of Warcraft.
Which, what?
Yeah.
If you think that would work really well on the Wii U. I mean, I don't know the hardware specs, but you know all that stuff you see on the screen that is kind of a burden with regular controllers? They got that tablet in the middle.
so you could hotkey everything there.
Like, yeah.
That would be a really, really cool setup, and I think that could be a revitalizing effort on WoW's part, but I for a console, I don't think that they'd go there.
I think they would. I think that would be a match made in heaven.
Everything
honestly.
Else, though, besides the WoW and the Valve games, that would sound pretty legit.
But, like, I could seriously see them having that be, like, their main selling points. Like, hey, you know, you don't have a big-ass computer. All of the Wii U is probably going to be expensive as shit because of the controller. But they're going to be like, come play World of Warcraft on the Wii U.
Come play with us.
I'm tired of Sega raping Sonic.
We had this conversation, right? Their last two Sonic games were good.
I guess the Sonic episodes have been pretty good.
All right.
But I guess Sonic Episode 2 is the last one.
The last of the episodes. Thrusts.
It's their climax.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to shoot?
Yes.
All right, so Skylar's going to try and make his water bottle in the basket like we have in past weeks, but I got a plan. If he makes it, he has to make it this
better
week.
Better make it.
So line up for the
Pressure's
shots, Skylar.
On, man.
I even made it somewhat easy for you. You're going to take two shots?
Yeah.
I made it somewhat easy for you. That thing's back in the corner now, so as long as you can get down there, you got it.
All right.
Here we go.
Shot one.
Skylar lines up for the shot. Limbers up. He shoots. You missed.
Not even close. All right. Mulligan. Got my spare bottle.
All right. One more.
All right.
Oh, he shoots.
Go!
He makes it.
Yes!
Yeah!
They replaced that guy on the Spanish soccer network, which really, really upset me. Because that was the only reason why I watched Mexican soccer. Especially when it was like really intense soccer season. Now the guy says, golo, 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 like over and over again. I'm like, no, I want to hear the long wind. That's what I came here to hear.
This thing's like 17 seconds long. But I had to cut it off right there, kind of early, because he starts singing. But he does it in such a fluid transition that it... Yeah. All right, and this is from the Andy News Analysis League, which we know as ANAL for short.
Yeah.
Crystal Dynamics is rebooting Soul Reaver.
Yeah. What?
Crystal Dynamics has returned to the Legacy of Kain franchise with a Soul Reaver reboot.
Which I am pumped for, because I liked Soul Reaver.
Now, details are thin concerning the project, but the tipster told the site VG247 that the title is a full reworking of the vampire action game and boasts a fresh art style.
That'll be nice. I really like those games. The first one was hard. There was some weird
puzzles.
Andy's
going to get the B and the F done at once.
Yep. That's what the Wiimote's good for. I only need one hand for that.
That's why all my passwords I type with my left hand. I make it one, and then I can type the entire thing with my left hand without really, you know, shifting around, typing with my index finger. So.
Good plan.
Yeah. I wish everyone was as prepared as me.
Skyler, why is the left side of your keyboard really worn down?
I keep clawing at it.
All the keys are broken on the left side. It sounds like a typewriter on the left side. You're just like...
Hipster fap. You got typewriter keyboard.
Oh my god, the hipsters would buy the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Make it steampunk too.
Yeah.
Oh!
I've seen it.
Oh,
damn it, fuck.
There are people, like, if you go to Constructibles, there's someone who did a constructible typewriter keyboard.
I saw a light that's a Mario block, question block, and you tap the bottom of it, and it makes a coin sound and turns on. And then when you tap the bottom of it again, it makes a one-up sound and turns off.
Oh.
But it's $80.
Oh.
Or you can get a kit and build it for like $55. Oh. Still kind of pricey though.
Dude, the portal gun's going on sale at Think Geek. I don't know how much it is, but it's a full on portal gun.
Dude, especially
does
if we
it
had,
work?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean it lights up and
if we
sounds.
Had like a video feed of the podcast, that would be a sweet thing to have, is like that block sitting down and then just like put the portal gun on the shelf.
Yeah.
Nice things for people to look at instead of us.
Have random pictures of like naked us. Just once a week, we'll switch them out randomly. Like
I think if we did a video podcast, we'd have to do a bunch of jump cuts to make it interesting. Because apparently that's what it takes to be a video blogger. You can't have one
continuous
shot.
Yeah, you have to have
shot.
A bunch of jump cuts. No, I think we do it similar to, not necessarily side-scrollers, because they sit at a desk almost like a news report, but similar to a lot of other gaming podcasts. Basically, it'll be the same setup we have, just a camera, so you'd have a video feed as well. So,
all right.
So now we can actually be, when we do things like it's this big, we can actually show people what we're doing with our hands.
Yeah, I'll be, and I don't have to be say like quote unquote, quote
yeah.
unquote.
Yeah.
This. They can see us do our news thing.
Yeah. that'd be funny.
Yeah. But yeah, the keyboard, there's this one stupid typewriter steampunk keyboard for the iPad.
Oh my, yeah, it would be for the iPad.
It's stupid. Like you plug it in and then like the caption I saw was hipsters, I think you took it too far.
All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. You guys ready for some technology?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
All right, Microsoft censors Pirate Bay links in Windows Live Messenger. Saying that it's a potentially harmful website. Now, here's actually how I read the story the first time I read it. You find a great new band that's sharing their music on BitTorrent for free. So you go to message one of your friends on Windows Live Messenger, where you message like all your friends. And I'm over here going, no one. No one uses Windows Live Messenger.
God. It's like using AOL Mail.
AIM. Yeah. I remember the AIM days, dude. Everyone go home from school and get on AIM.
Then you start updating your Zanga about the new band.
Or your life journal. Mood complacent.
You start writing a blog entry in your MySpace. That's cool. Maybe change the new song you're listening to that plays on your page. I don't know. Is
your
it a page?
Wall? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Never thought about that, but should I cut out me laughing and use that as a drop like we have Andy's
you
evil
could.
Laugh?
Yeah.
So we can even pair him up, too. And then just me laughing.
We'll have to picture it.
I used to at Panera. I would just fake laugh like I did just now, but apparently it just cracked Brent up so much.
Dude, I could like flick something on the table and Brent would be like cackle 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 cackle.
So yeah,
cackle,
I would just
cackle.
Like I would do something like seriously put like a lid on a soup bowl and I would just start fake laughing like that and he would just start laughing so hard. Then I would actually start laughing at him laughing and it was a vicious cycle.
Dude, I love Brent's laugh. I love Brent laughing.
Hated Brent's laugh. It was so fucking annoying.
Dude, it was
that's a drop we need. We need Brent laughing.
When I used to play Uncharted 2 with him, I'd have my headset in, and like we'd be playing, and then up in the corner I'd see like Brent die, and then I would just hear cackling in my ear.
Dude, what was the one? Funny. It was the. I was thinking of the day you lost it online. It was when Steven was like, "I love my grandkids," boop, and like an old man voice, and like it was through a door, so it's like, "I love my grandkids." No.
I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
I think you like sat down on the ground like in the middle of a lunch rush and you were just like holding your face.
I was
like,
laughing so fucking hard.
That's hilarious.
It was I think the single best moment at Panera.
Like I was more I thought it was funny when he did it, but I was more laughing at Andy because he like squatted down to just laugh and then I think he just like rocked back and just sat on the ground just to just finish laughing because he could not keep it together.
We were busy as fuck, too.
Yeah, there was eight or nine trays just like stacked up on the counter, and he was just like, I can't do anything.
I really wish I was there for the time your brother snuck down below Brent and Brent didn't see him and tugged on his apron and he had white icing all over his mouth and goes, are you done yet?
Brent lost his shit for that one.
That, oh my God.
If we could record it. It's like hearing a baby laugh.
Yeah. I'll see if I can get a laugh with him. I've been seeing him randomly outside a lot, so.
That's funny.
I'll be like, Brent, I need you to laugh into this.
You're going to have to do something to make him laugh. Which is going to be easy.
I'll tickle his penis or something.
Just mention that. Be like, I might have to do something that would make you laugh. I'll probably tickle your penis. And that'll make him laugh.
That would make me laugh. I mean, if I hadn't heard it just now. If you're just like, hey, can you laugh real quick? I mean, if you need me to like tickle your penis, I will.
That's a drop now.
I'm not going to lie to you. That is my penis. I'll tickle your penis.
Skylar's was the clearest, but we might get all of us saying that.
Good. You should just like try and line them all up so we're all just saying, I'll tickle my penis.
Oh, like all at once? That'd be great.
I'll tickle your penis in unison. It's like a chorus.
I could probably do that. I could even add it so it sounds like there's like 20 of us or something.
Oh, that'd be great. It's a crowd of penis ticklers. All right, back to the let's subject. Move on.
All right, guys, we had a temporary dethroning last week on last Sunday.
Did we?
Yes, this is from the Andy News Analysis League.
Anal.
Are we not the most flammable podcast?
This is a different dethroning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, different dethroning.
I guess you said we've had it.
Oh, yeah, I meant like...
The world.
Yeah,
world. We as in the world.
Okay. All
right. The collective human race has had a temporary dethroning. Google Chrome took the lead from Internet Explorer.
Dude, that's an achievement.
Briefly on Sunday last week.
Wow.
This is according to StatCounter, which compiles data from browsers used on websites. On Sunday, Chrome was used for 32.7% of all browsing, while Internet Explorer had 32.5%.
That's impressive.
Google Chrome is 3 years old.
Yeah. Internet Explorer's beginning of Windows.
And Internet Explorer just comes basic on any Windows computer. Yeah.
Like, people have to actively download Chrome.
Yeah. And so that's...
Dude, that's good. That's good.
Does Android use Chrome? Like, Android products?
Doesn't Android... It just has, like, a web browser or something?
Yeah, it's just, like... It just has browser or something like that.
Okay, so...
Or you can download something like Opera Mini, like I have.
Isn't there Chrome? No, there's Firefox for Android.
Yeah. After Sunday, back on Monday, Microsoft shares recovered to 35% and Chrome's slipped to 30%. Oh. They're saying that chances are this is, you know, a weekend thing when people are free to choose what browser they use rather than at work when people are always using Internet Explorer.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
That's one of the things that really bothers me is if, like... A place I work has, like, Internet Explorer as their default browser.
Did West have it?
Yeah.
Did they?
Oh. It bugged the crap out of me. I'm like, do you guys
Was it the old one? Was it Internet Explorer 6?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was just, like, pulling, like, it couldn't handle multiple tabs or anything like that. You had to open up new windows for everything.
Yeah, it doesn't have tabs, so, yeah, you have to do windows.
I was just like, what the fuck
Oh, my
doing
God.
All of these windows. I have to scroll all the way down to do this is dumb. This is stupid.
We've advanced since then.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just so outdated.
I remember when 7 first came out, Internet Explorer 7, and I was just like, this is fantastic, but I'm not going to use it.
Burn me twice, shame on me.
Have you guys been seeing the commercials for Internet Explorer?
Talked about this last week, actually.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. It still blows me away every time I see it.
I just remember that because I mentioned I was playing Cut the Rope.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the things for it, too.
You can only unlock level 3 and beyond if you play it on Internet Explorer and pin it to your taskbar, which... I will not do.
Yeah, you're gonna pin it. It's gonna trick you. Be like, I'm here forever, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not leaving.
It's a virus.
All right, Sony. With they've released pre-orders at least right now. It's not out yet, but The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. All right, no, you know what? I'm so fucked up on this story. People have gotten their copies, and they were complaining that they didn't get a legit copy of the game.
Yeah,
because
the movie.
The movie, I'm sorry.
I was like, there's a game?
Yeah, I'm all over the place. We need to
rape everyone.
We need a segue here. Okay, let me try it again. Let me rewind. Sony has shipped The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Now, people have complained about the movie because they said they didn't get a genuine copy. Well, that's because they took a Sony DVD-R and just wrote with a Sharpie, like, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo on it.
It's really cool, actually. Do they have a picture of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to check
and
it out, Scott.
They designed the DVD and its packaging to reflect the theme of the movie and its popular hacker protagonist, Elizabeth Salander.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So that's kind of what they went with there. They're going for that kind of look.
But yeah, that looks pretty convincing on a bootleg copy.
Yeah, it does look like a straight-up bootleg copy of it.
I'm going to be buying it because I really like the movie a lot.
I didn't see it, so I'm going to have to borrow it from you.
that's fine.
Or maybe get a bootleg copy.
Yeah.
It'll look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There could be an underground of just be like, I don't know if this is legit or not.
Yeah, no, it looks like a legit copy. All the bootlegs look very professional.
The bootlegs have like the covers and everything on it. There's still, I could see like they give the genuine copies out in like CD cases and stuff instead of like full size DVD cases.
That'd be cool too.
All right, Justice really cool. Judith Potter.
Justice.
Justice Judith Potter. has ordered that the police ruling over Kim.com, the mega upload.
Oh, okay.
Mega upload chairman, runner.
Yeah.
Was null and void and had no legal effect, saying the police had no right to pretty much arrest him and seize all his assets. This stems from a procedural error. Apparently, they applied to be able to do this and then did it before it went through, and they tried to retroactively put it back through.
Ooh.
So chances are, I mean, he's actually out of jail. He was released on bail, but now he might be getting all his stuff back, too.
Nice.
Including his mansion, his cars, his children.
His panic room with a gun inside, apparently. He locked himself in the panic room with a gun.
When I was reading the story, I just thought, like, because I always have a hard copy download of all the podcasts, and I was like, I went back and re-upload those on, like, MediaFire, didn't I? I didn't. So I'm going to have to do that. Shouldn't be too hard, though.
Good luck.
Yeah. Because now if you click on any episode before, like, 25 or something for a direct download, it'll send you straight to, like, this FBI thing. It's like, this domain has been seized.
All right.
So, fun fact about technology news, kind of related. Cox won't let people get on EncyclopediaDramatica.ch, and I'm kind of pissed.
EncyclopediaDramatica.ch?
Yeah, that was the replacement when EncyclopediaDramatica.com went down.
Is it still down?
Huh?
Is it still down?
.com is. .ch is their new site. It's just basically copy-pasted.
Yeah, I didn't... It says the website can't be found.
Yeah. Cox is just like, nope, not happening.
How much could you do that? Could you proxy that shit?
I don't know.
What's the IP address? Can you connect straight to the IP address?
I don't know.
You might be able to do that.
I tried using a proxy.
Oh, I was thinking of Urban Dictionary.
Oh, no. Encyclopedia Dramatica is the one that's like Wikipedia, but like...
For the internet, basically.
Yeah, filled with like... Well, it's not for the internet. It's for 4chan.
Yeah, basically.
4chan and anyone who's trolling anyone on DeviantArt.com.
Ah, man, I know there was a thing when SOPA was big, there was a demonstration on how to get an IP address from a site, and then you could connect to the site just through the IP address.
I always just use like an IP lookup.
What happened to Encyclopedia?
It just went down because there were two co-founders, and there were a couple, and when they split up, the chick shut the website down. She opened up another website that looked exactly like knowyourmeme.com.
Is it Internet? All right.
Yeah. And it was just total shit just because there was nothing there. And then it was pretty much a copy paste of Know Your Meme.
Hmm.
And then EncyclopediaDramatica.ch came back on because the guy put it up. And then everyone just started raging at that chick who closed it down. Hmm. So she can't answer her phone ever. Or check her email.
Really?
Well, she can. There's just going to be a lot of shit on there.
Oh. I was going to be like, did 4chan make sure of that?
All right, guys. Do you remember Senator Ron Wyden out of Oregon?
Is he the one that proposed the SOPA?
No, he's the one that actually proposed OPEN, which is the alternative to SOPA. He actually opposed SOPA pretty hardcore. Lamar Smith was the one that...
Oh, okay.
The Republican out of Texas.
All right.
What a douche.
And as we all know, currently the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement is going on, ACTA, which is more of a global thing.
It's been quiet.
It has been very quiet. Yeah. But he introduced an amendment to the Senate jobs bill that is looking like it's likely going to pass that would force ACTA to come before Congress for approval.
Because
currently, the Pro-IP Act was passed in 2008, which gives the president the power to pass certain bills on, like, intellectual property without Congress's approval. It even going before Congress, he's able to just kind of do it by himself. And so Senator Ron Wyden proposed that because of all the negative connotations with SOPA and how Congress pretty much opposed it, like, crazy after the internet. I'm trying to think of the words here, but after the internet put the hammer down.
Uprising?
Yeah, and then they vehemently opposed it. So he's thinking, with ACTA being essentially a more souped-up SOPA, that if it goes through Congress, there's no way it's going to pass.
Yeah, because that would be, like,
kind of... at least no way the U.S. is going to ratify it.
Because SOPA would be a precedent for ACTA.
Yeah, exactly. And even now, apparently there's a term on Capitol Hill now that, like, SOPA'd is now a term. Like, the bill could get SOPA'd. It's a term for a bill with a lot of support, but when people actually start paying attention to it, it's going to turn around. So, basically, your goal now is to make sure your bill doesn't get SOPA'd.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, when you say it quickly, it sounds like soap butt.
I got SOPA'd.
Soap butt.
All right, guys, that'll do it for technology news.
All right.
I'm ready for some news. I'm ready for some what
I'm
the
glad
Florida.
I could squeeze in my my audible there. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go, guys.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. All right, guys, have you been paying attention to the Trayvon Martin case?
Yeah.
You have?
No.
No? Well, you should.
Okay.
Anyways, Trayvon Martin was... I don't know the specific details, but basically he was visiting his family in Florida in a gated community.
And they were watching basketball.
And they were watching basketball, and he went to a convenience store to get tea and Skittles. Okay. And he's black. This is going to be important.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
It's important. He's in a gated community, and he's a black kid wearing a hoodie, carrying Skittles
because
and tea.
Because it was rainy out.
Yeah, because it was
raining. Cold or rainy one of
them. Anyway, so George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch guy, pulls up and confronts him. Eventually, this leads to him shooting and killing him.
Now, this guy called the cops before, but I guess he confronted them and they told him not to.
Yeah, the cops told him not to confront the kid.
And I guess, I don't know if it says in there, but in the past year, he's made like 40-something calls to 911.
Yeah. This guy apparently has some sort of power trip that's not good enough to be a police officer, so he's a neighborhood watch guy. There was also apparently racial slurs used. There was an audio recording.
Oh, was
it? That's what I... Because there was no witnesses, but I believe that was the case. Right. That he had an audio recording. And currently it's being held under the Florida Stand Your Ground law, which basically states that if you feel threatened, you can retaliate with deadly force.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And which, by the way, after they passed that law, justifiable homicides went up like 200% or
really?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's also kind of a weird law. Like, if someone comes at you and, like, wants to punch you, you can respond with a gun. Anyway.
Apparently if someone walks in, they're holding Skittles, and you think it's black people crack pipe things, you can shoot them.
So that's what the case is so messed up.
I was frightened by his skin.
On a Friday, I think, this past week, Geraldo Rivera said the reason he was shot is because he was wearing a hooded sweatshirt. Is that he looked dangerous and that he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But it shouldn't have been the wrong place. It was a gated community.
Yeah.
And why was that the wrong time?
Yeah.
There was a basketball game on, and that guy was having a really rough day, okay?
So basically, a lot of people are wearing hoodies and stuff in support.
Oh, yeah. It was
changing
like the
their
hoodie
Twitter
walk
photos. Yeah, the hoodie walk. The entire Miami Heat organization was wearing hoodies and posted the picture to Twitter. Well,
I think that guy's still not under arrest.
No, he was never arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't reported to work since the incident, but he's not arrested. And they actually said he might never be arrested.
Dude, I think if he reported to work, they'd probably kick the fuck out of him.
Yeah, which is kind of fucked up because this past week someone threw flour on Kim Kardashian. She got arrested right away. But you can kill a kid carrying deadly Skittles. And
they threw flour on her?
Yeah.
Did she melt?
No. If she was the Wicked Witch, that would be water.
I'm just saying, she can melt from flour. Ah, my plastic is reacting.
Anyways, members of the new Black Panther Party are offering $10,000 reward for the capture of George Zimmerman.
Dude, George Zimmerman is a douche, and I'm glad my people are on it. Okay, continue.
Little fact, did you know Skyler's black?
I'm not black, I'm just part of the Black Panthers. I'm the White Panther.
Anyway, new Black Panther leader.
We're new Black
Panther. Mikhail Muhammad announced that the reward during a protest in Sanford on Saturday, and that's where he was shot, Sanford, Florida. And when he was asked if he was inciting violence, Muhammad replied, "An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth."
Dude, this guy, what's the guy's name, the shooter?
George Zimmerman.
He's a guy on a power trip that just wanted like shit to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what it seems.
And that Florida law's fucked up. Why would you pass that?
A lot of states have that.
Oh, really?
No, actually we don't. Oh, okay. People love to shoot people.
That's fucked up.
See, you can't really blame video games for some old white douche on a power trip.
He's actually Latino.
Never mind.
But regardless, you can still be racist no matter what race you are.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I've read so many stories over doing podcasts, like, of a drunk guy stumbling into the wrong house and the owner shoots him and kills him. But you didn't need to. Like, yeah. I know he's in your house, but the guy's just drunk, you know? But people...
He was drinking my milk straight out of the jug. But what? We have glasses.
It just seems so many people just want to shoot. Like, he was in my house, so I shot him. Like, dude, come on. The guy was drunk. He's not going
to
attack.
You just wanted to see if you could kill a guy. That's what you wanted to do.
He's like, and that's why I got my gun, to protect my family. Your family wasn't in any danger.
Yeah. Maybe if he would have attacked. Like, if I was in the position where he, like, came into my house, like, I would tell him to leave and all that jazz. But I think if he started attacking me,
I wouldn't kill
to shoot.
That's what a lot of people, they shoot to kill.
Oh, yeah, shoot to kill. Sorry. I knew it.
I just think there's too many people that... Like this guy right here with the power trip. He wants to use his gun.
Yeah.
I really think if you want to use a gun, you shouldn't have a gun. If you want to use it, like, I want to shoot somebody with this.
Like, I have one that I got from my grandpa, but it's all torn apart, like, disassembled and everything, sitting in my closet.
Yeah, because you can tell this guy just had the power trip. And, like, some people do that all the time, like mall security.
Oh, dude, mall security, yeah.
They have such a power trip because they're not good enough to get on the police force. Unless they are off-duty police officers,
then
they're a little more mellow.
When they're off-duty police officers, is it basically kind of like an extra pay kind of thing then?
I think that's the case.
All right.
And they can just walk around plain clothes, catch shoplifters and stuff.
All right, cool. That's what I thought about for a career move at one point in time was becoming a police officer.
Police officer.
Yeah.
Same here. I'm going to be an investigator. That'd be fucking sweet. Yeah. But
Andy, don't take this wrong way, but you don't really have the build of a police officer.
Have you seen how many fat police officers there are?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean,
at least Andy could move.
The rookies have to go through like this one fitness exam to get on the force, and then that's the only time you ever need to do anything fitness related.
Mm.
I take that.
And then after that, you know,
they
just get lazy and fat.
I work out.
Sexy, and I know.
Anyway, so yes, the Black Panthers want the capture of George Zimmerman.
Good.
Now, I'm not going to say that I condone vigilante justice, but I'm not going to say the opposite either.
If you saw it happen, you'd just be like, all right.
If I saw it, in this specific case, if I saw someone like from the Black Panthers trying to kidnap George Zimmerman, I'd be like, hey, man, I'm going to get Skittles.
Just entice the subject, be like, I just really wanted some teen Skittles.
I couldn't see the whole thing. My periph was kind of blocked by the hoodie I was wearing.
You don't have a hoodie. Oh, man. I thought I was wearing a hoodie. Oops.
I ditched it. All right. A Minnesota senior.
High school or college?
High school, I should say. A Minnesota high school senior will not be able to bring a porn star to the prom.
I saw that, and I really wanted him to.
Now, the guy himself has a porn name, Mike Stone. who is 18 years old, tweeted hundreds of porn actresses with an invitation to the Tardin High School prom on May 12th until adult film star Megan Piper accepted his proposal.
Oh, shit.
Maybe you can go to post-prom.
She told KSTP-TV's Mark Saxonmeyer. Wow, I got through that pretty easily.
Mark,
don't
want to
toot my own horn. Saxonmeyer.
Megan Piper?
Saxonmeyer. That's what we should call Andy. Saxonmeyer.
Saxonmeyer.
Sounds like a drink.
She said she missed her own prom and couldn't turn down Stone's invitation. She said, it's a sweet gesture. It was so cute, I couldn't say no.
Oh, she's cute.
Let me see.
Really? Are you looking up just a picture of her, or are you looking up like...
No, I'm looking like...
Are you looking at her work?
No, I'm... Look, she's clothed. I just wanted to see her face.
Nice.
See if I've seen her work before.
Now, the actress says she has no intention of turning the event into a spectacle. She said, I don't plan showing up butt naked or anything. I'm going to wear a very pretty prom dress. That's a clip. Aww. God damn it. Fucking hell.
I'm going to wear a very pretty prom dress.
But the school said that it would violate their terms of you can't bring outside people outside the school to your prom.
Dude, she looks like a fun person, too.
Now, Mike Stone said he's going to hold an alternative party the same night as the prom so he can bring his date.
Yeah!
There was one of my friends that didn't... they called it the Winter Casual. Mm-hmm. And it was in the parking lot of the high school at the Winter Formal. And they just circled their cars around and blared music. And they were just, like, beating on buckets with, like, drumsticks. And
that just seems like a, hey, look at us. We go against the grain.
Well, they were just being giant douches about it. And then they egged some kids as they were going into the Winter Formal. Yeah, like, they were being pretty big douches. And the cops were called, and they just kind of made sure no one was bothering them. Like, because they weren't technically trespassing since they were students.
Yeah.
And students were allowed on school grounds at that time. So
since they were being douchey at the time, I bet they did that thing a lot of people do to, like, police officers. You got no legal right. You got no legal. I can be here. I can be here. Like, and the cop's like, I know. I know you can be here. I can be here. I can be here. I can be here. I know you can be here.
I figured if I'd be a cop, I'd just be a really chill cop.
You know, it reminds me of in Family Guy when the high school kids were like, hey, let's go push the janitor knowing he can't legally push us back.
Yeah.
It seems like those kind of kids.
Oh, the poor janitor.
Anyways, Mike Stone says people have been chanting his name in the hallways. He said they have called me a legend. I've never been called that before.
That's awesome. Dude, that kid's ego must be bomb.
I mean, he's a senior, of course. Yeah. That year, I wonder what this kid looks like. Like, if he's like some really old dude.
You know, I had a picture, but I closed the tab already. So
never mind. Andy's on it.
All right, guys. Woman has she fell off a pier while texting. Just trying to.
Isn't this in?
See, I started saying it, but I decided I was going to make a story out of it. Let's rewind that one again. All right, guys. So you're out for a day on the pier. What's the worst that could happen?
Godzilla attacks.
Close.
Okay.
It's not the best picture of him, but...
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Someone... I need to steal my wallet. I'd be pretty pissed.
Okay, say you're walking around and you're texting.
All right.
What's the worst that could happen, then?
I get shot by some Latino man in Neighborhood Watch. And I die.
I always fear running into people when I'm texting. I always fear that.
Running into people? Do you consider water people?
I guess if I was Aquaman.
A woman fell off a pier while texting. In St. Joseph, Michigan, a 45-year-old woman was rescued from Lake Michigan after she fell in while texting on her phone and walking on a pier. Bonnie Miller of Benton Harbor told 24-Hour News 8. That's a lot of numbers, all right? You should have the numbers before or after, not both. She was with her husband and her 15-year-old son, who's probably embarrassed as hell, when she lost her balance on the South Pier in St. Joseph. She was fully clothed and had trouble treading water due to the heavy current.
How old is she?
45.
MILF.
Jesus.
No, I mean, we don't have a picture, but I mean, does that kind of strike you as MILF material there?
Bonnie Miller.
Bonnie.
I mean,
Bonnie Miller in Backdoor Sluts 9.
I just, old people, don't text. Like, if you do, make sure it's at home, sitting down, firmly in your seat.
When my mom texts, she's got the sounds for when you hit the button, so I'll just hear, like, do, 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 do. That's, like, her backspace, the do, 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 do,
do, do. My dad always texts one word. He tries to get through in one word because he doesn't like to text. My mom, on the other hand, still uses, like, she really uses text speak.
Really?
And I hate it.
Yeah. I was like, and whenever they have, like, a keyboard phone, too, I'm like, you can spell it out. It's all right.
My dad tries to toss in, like, text speak, where he'll type your, you are.
Yeah.
Like, that bothers the dick out of me.
Yeah. And at with, like, the at, the, or is it ampersand? What's the name of that?
I just call it the at sign.
I think it's just the at sign. The ampersand is the and.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that. He'll do the little at sign, and, yeah, he'll just... Ugh. So damn. Fucking annoying. And then, like, he'll abbreviate words to things that he'll think I'll understand, but they're not really known abbreviations. Like,
my friend Nikolai would always try and make, he just abbreviate things randomly. That's like how he talked. So, like, in physics class, they're like, oh, it's kind of a cheap move. And he turns to me and goes, it's a chuvy.
A chuvy?
Yeah.
But my dad one time abbreviated office to FS.
I wouldn't have got that.
FS? Oh, okay. That kind of sounds like office, but yeah, I just don't get it. And my stepmom's the same way. She'll try to abbreviate things like just to letters.
I think if he would have put OFS, I would have got that.
Yeah, but
just FS.
I mean, just reading it, I read like.
Your stepmom abbreviates things?
Yeah.
Have you ever been able to abbreviate you're not my real mother?
That'll be my signature. Like, it'll just be like the first letters of all of
it. She doesn't listen, does she?
I don't think so. My dad does occasionally. So
I apologize for that joke.
My parents listened one time, and they're like, we listened to your podcast. In my head, I went, ah, fuck.
Oh, no.
And my dad's like, cuss a lot on there. I was like, it's a venting thing for me.
Yeah, when my dad listened, he's like, yeah, so I listened to an episode of your podcast. Not the most recent one. I mean, it ended up being the most recent one, but he didn't say it was the most recent one. He said an episode. I'm like, shit, I talk about getting drunk sometimes. Oh, God damn it. So I was, God damn it, if he listens to this one, I'm fucked. We'll edit it in post. But yeah, I was just like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Yeah, you gotta watch the language if you ever hope to be on like the radio or anything like that. I'm like, yeah. Yeah,
I do.
Oh my
god, if we were on the radio, we'd have to have our own sensor because I would forget and I'd be like, and fucking half.
You could have like a dump button. Basically, you're on delay and if someone cusses you, hit the dump button and it brings you back up right to where you are and it slowly builds back up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can cut out people cussing on the fly. Or you just go on satellite radio where you can cuss anyway.
We should make our own satellite radio station.
Yeah, hey, let's build a satellite. Put it up in space.
Your house will be like 150 feet tall. It is our satellite. All right,
guys. A man stole a laptop and goes back to apologize.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah, he was 21 years old, Britt Ivan Barker.
That's a cool name.
This kind of reminds me of that the story we did.
Oh, never mind. He was a 21-year-old Brit, Ivan Barker.
Oh, okay.
This reminds me of that that one incident where someone was like trying, like they threw. It was a what the Florida.
Oh, the guy that went to rob the sex shop.
Uh huh.
No, that was the one where he filled out an application instead.
Where he like left something at the crime scene that he was like beaten away from and then came back to get it.
The guy came in and asked if they had drugs or something and that he was going to. No, they asked him for drugs and they said they didn't have any. And so then he got mad and.
I think he might have like pulled out a gun.
He pulled out a gun and they pepper sprayed him and he dropped the gun and ran away. And then he came back later and just said he'd buy the gun back for $40 and pepper sprayed him again.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 21-year-old Brit Ivan Barker stole a laptop belonging to Jackie Mathley. Not too long afterwards, he went back to Mathley's house and knocked on the door. He told Mathley he'd come to apologize. He told Mathley the police had instructed him to do it. Mathley, who was wheelchair-bound, seemed to have believed this explanation, and he let Barker into his house. That's named Jackie, huh? J-A-C-Q-U-E, Jackie?
It's Jackway.
Jackway.
At some point during the conversation, Mathley went to the restroom. When he returned, Barker was gone, and so was Mathley's replacement laptop.
So he stole the laptop.
Yeah, the too long didn't read version is the guy stole a laptop, went back to apologize. When he got the chance, he stole the replacement laptop as well.
See, it starts out like a anonymous da na na, and then it goes to anonymous.
Wow.
He has been caught and was given 16 weeks in jail.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah, they're just dropping my foot.
With that's my good. Hand.
All right, guys. To Florida. We're going to start off with a man who called 911 so he could check Facebook. Doyle Hardwick is no stranger to dealing with 911 response people. In fact, he may even have 911 on speed dial. According to the Tampa Bay Times, he gave his wife 8 beers with the promise that she'd go to sleep after she finished the last one. She finished, but didn't keep up her end of the bargain. Not only did she stay awake, but she refused to leave his side. Hardwick was displeased because he just wanted to check his Facebook page.
So he called the police?
Yep. He called the police, and the police said that they were very cooperative, but he was saying that he wanted his wife to keep up her end of the deal. So he called 911 so his wife so they could tell his wife just to do what he told her.
Go to bed, ma'am.
No!
Yeah, he was probably on a 4chan thread waiting for him. Yeah. Go to bed. Oh, man, her name's Melinda. No one's going to say Melinda. No one ever said Skyler.
He was then arrested and pleaded no contest to charges. He turned himself into Pasco jail on Tuesday to serve his sentence. It doesn't say what his length is, but it's got to be short. I mean,
maybe a week.
He's just fucking around.
Like 3 days.
He's just being stupid. You know? Yeah. All right, and our final story for What the Florida and our final story for news. A Florida woman hides a bottle of urine in her lady parts to pass a drug test and fails miserably.
Go on.
Michelle, by the way, lady parts was what they used. All right. So, you know, I wasn't trying to skip around the word vagina. Michelle Salisbury. Michelle S., a 20-year-old resident of Dade City, was booked into a Newport Richey jail after failing a drug test and violating her probation. During an x-ray scan, the jail personnel detected a bottle hid inside her vagina and uncovered her plan to cheat on a drug test.
Huh.
Now, it was a little vodka bottle with someone else's urine inside of it. But the problem is, had they not used the x-ray, the urine inside the bottle also tested positive for drugs.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
So
I was kind of curious, like, how did they detect it? Okay, an x-ray. Alrighty.
That's clever on her part.
Yeah.
But
so she herself tested positive for drugs. The urine she had also tested positive for drugs. So not only was she booked for testing positive, but she also now faces consequences for trying to cheat on the drug test.
Stupid, stupid people in Florida.
God, I love Florida.
So, and that will do it for news.
Yeah.
That will do it for another episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
This was a good podcast.
Good
podcast.
It was a long one, too. We're at an hour and 6 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, this was supposed to be a short one, too.
It was supposed to be a short one.
Our tangents.
That's how it happens.
Dude, it was like 3 seconds in and we went on a tangent. And then we had that whole keyboard tangent and you were talking about, like genus.
Oh, yeah.
Genes, penis.
And then,
random shit.
Yep. Random tangents. But remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, gmail.com. You can email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. We're on YouTube, search 3hitcombopodcast, gpxgaming.net. 3 Hit Combo Podcast and Twitter.com. What's the Twitter handle, Skyler?
3 Hit Combo PC.
And what does the 3 stand for?
Podcast.
That's what the 3 stands for?
The 3 is the number 3 and the PC stands for podcast.
Don't put me on the spot, man.
You put me on the spot.
I thought you were looking at, like, talking to Skyler too, but you were looking at me.
Oh, I kind of pointed at you, but I did a half-hearted
look. Oh, okay.
What you need to do is just like, and what's the handle, Andy? And then just look at me the entire
Andy,
time.
Andy, what's the half-life of Argon?
3.
All right, so that'll do it for us for this week. For Skyler and Andy, this is Matt signing out.